Try Alitu, the number one platform for the best editing and recording experience.
So, welcome to the podcast, Allegra.
Thank you.
To kick us off then, where are you from and where do you live?
That's such a loaded question. Where am I from? Well, I'll say I'm from New Jersey because that's where I went to school. So yes, I'm from New Jersey in the United States, obviously. And I currently live in North Carolina.
North Carolina. So that my limited American knowledge. So the temperature there is going to be a bit warmer than New Jersey. Is that correct?
It's going to be a lot warmer than New Jersey. I think our heat index yesterday was 103. I didn't enjoy that. I have to be honest with you. I don't know. I live in the South, but I don't like heat.
Yeah, because I suppose a lot of places in the States, it's the aircon rather than the heating system, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
So it's close the door to because you don't want to let the heat in rather than heat out. So there's that whole thing, I guess.
There is. But nowadays, we're all staying inside all the time anyway, so.
Yeah, this is true. These are the times.
I did go outside twice today, though, because I had a grocery delivery. But besides that, yes, I keep all the doors closed.
So you're still like able, even in these times, to get out a wee walk and stuff like that where you are?
I see people doing that. I have, it's so funny. I have really bad allergies, so I wouldn't have been outside anyway. Like I would get in my car and go somewhere, but I just wouldn't be like out walking around in the grass. That would be problematic. So yeah, I haven't been out that often, but everything I have needed, somebody has brought it to me. So...
Yeah, a lot of cardboard in everyone's house now from all the Amazon deliveries and that as well.
Yes. Every 2 weeks I have to break them all down and get them out of my dining room to get them out of my
I'm just planning a huge fire.
That will work too.
So, Allegra, when did you actually join the company then?
January 10th of this year.
This year, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how did that all come about then?
I saw an ad probably a year ago now, so like July or so of last year, and I'm trying to think of where I saw the ad. One of those podcast newsletters I was talking about earlier, and Colin and I started talking in July, and then we kind of lost touch, and then we reconnected around November, I guess, and started working through how I would be able to support his team and split my time and help Mark's team as well. And then in January, I came on board.
So you work for Captivate as well, is that right?
I do. I'm here part-time and they're part-time.
So how long have you been working with Captivate? It
says January 6th of this year.
Busy start to the year.
Yes. So I started both this year.
Is there a lot of like overlaps in what you do for both companies?
Well, I guess so, in that I'm in a support role at both organizations, but the work is very different. So yes and no.
So what does your job look like on a sort of daily or weekly basis then?
Here?
Yeah.
Cruising through and trying to stay on top of the chat box, so all of the support requests that come in. So that varies pretty broadly between some of the more administrative stuff like, oh, I can't find my password doesn't work, or I want to upgrade my account, that type of thing, to working very closely with Bran and the rest of the developer team when something isn't working exactly the way we would hope. And then also I do onboarding calls. So we kind of turn that off or on depending on volume on in the inbox for other types of support. But I offer 15-minute calls to people who have just started to help them get over the hump. Or if someone's really having problems, I'll do a retention call as well. So it's pretty broad.
Yeah, so that's like a new Alitu customer. You just spend a wee bit of time on the phone with them just talking about it.
Exactly. We get fascinating insights into how people are actually using it. And it's always fascinating. So I talked with someone the other day who was brand new to podcasting. And most of his questions weren't about Alitu. They were like, do I have to have a podcast host? And I was like, oh, that's kind of unusual. I wouldn't have thought that that would be our customer base. But there's a couple of people out there who are in that box. So yeah, it's pretty fascinating. I have talked with a couple of people who have been customers longer than that. And done a couple of case studies, you know, just to figure out how people are using it to get testimonials and that type of thing.
What say, you know, like obviously I'll not probably be in touch with as many incoming customers as you are, but certainly like over the years, what I've found is there's a big difference between like text-based communication and when you actually are able to get somebody on the phone. Cause like I've had a few situations maybe in the past where somebody's got in touch and they've been like, you know, pretty riled about something, and then when you speak to them in person, it's funny how we change the way, you know, everything seems to calm down a bit, doesn't it? Just because I think there's that empathy of actually having a conversation.
I think that is so true. You should put that on a t-shirt. That is so true.
A big t-shirt.
That is so true. I think everybody wants to be heard, and it's more difficult to tell someone. Well, I would never say this, but as an example, it's difficult to tell someone in writing, this is your foolish mistake. Basically, this is your fault, right? Even if that's true, you would never say that. But if you're on a Zoom call with them, which is what I do, I can easily, you know, while they're watching me in their dashboard, and then they'll say, oh, so I was doing that wrong. And I never say, yes, you were. I'm just like, oh, well, how about we try it this way? So it is much easier to deliver tougher communication when it's one-on-one versus written, because people, I weep for the languishing English language, right? Everything is like emojis or abbreviations. I'm like, hey, remember when we used to talk to each other and read entire books? Remember that? So
heady days.
Yeah. Yes.
So what other jobs or careers have you had throughout your life?
Wow. Okay. So, prior to working in technical support, I worked in communications. So, marketing communications, public relations, media relations for different companies. So a couple of health organizations, a big consumer products company here in the States, and a technical company. So, I was a communicator before I moved to the kind of support and training and development side.
Try Alitu, the number one platform for the best editing and recording experience.
And so how long have you sort of been in this line of work then, like this podcast specific stuff? Did that all start in January, or did you sort of have another couple of years before then?
So I was providing technical support for a couple different software companies for 10 years leading up to coming here. And I have been a podcaster for 8 or 9 years, but this is the first time that I'm providing podcast specific support.
What's your podcast or podcasts? What do you put podcasts out about?
One is about being more confident. So it's called Your Confident Self. And I have another one that I haven't pushed the button on because I keep going back and forth whether it's going to stay private or be public. But two other girlfriends and I provide what we call black commentary on Star Trek series, Star Trek Discovery and Star Trek Picard.
Good.
Because we just felt like we had to. There were things that were not being said. So we say them.
I've always interested with like the TV podcast side of things. Would you do the recording all? Like, would you watch an episode and then would you immediately all get together after it, or would you try and record it in between watching it, or like how would that work?
Well, so far, since the two seasons of Discovery and the first season of Picard were already done before I discovered them, so we schedule a time and we all rewatch it, and then we talk about it. And then we schedule a time to rewatch episode 2, right? So we're going through recording our thoughts immediately after rewatching it because we have all watched the entire series.
And is it just, you know, here's what they should have done different and maybe a bit of a humorous take on certain things, just to, like a wee run through of it that way?
I don't know if we tell them what they should have done differently, but we have lots of opinions about what it is that they did. So no, I don't think we go into what they should have done differently, but we are quite adept at finding little things that we think other people didn't notice that we notice from episode to episode to see if there's a through line or I love finding hints from like episode one that didn't actually come to fruition until like episode 12. Yeah, that's a really good time for me.
Yeah. Long term check.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm bad for that, watching TV with my wife, because like I'm not going to say I'm like a proper writer or that, but I've done a wee bit of like fiction writing, so like we'll be watching TV and there'll be some wee thing and I'm like, that's a Chekhov's gun, you know, that's going to come back, that's going to pay off.
Yeah. But
I think it's just really annoying, to be honest, when I do that. So, you got any family members or pets you'd like to tell us about?
Wow, no pets. Absolutely no pets.
Third person in a row without a pet.
Really? Yeah. Remember those allergies I talked about? If someone even looks at me with a cat, it's a really bad day. I tease my sister all the time. I have a sister who lives in Arizona, and she got two cats this year. And I told her that she was afraid I might move there. This is pre-pandemic. I told her she lived with me up until 3 years ago. And I told her she was afraid I was going to move out there and live with her because she bought two cats, which I'm very allergic to. So, yes, no pets.
I think you can get I'm not saying do this, but I think you can get like is it a labradoodle or one of that type of dog that is like a hypoallergenic, I think, and you can get one and it won't apparently give you allergies, but no obligation to go out and buy
Thank
one of those.
You. Thank you so much.
I'm giving Thank you permission.
For that. You are so generous. You are good to me. I won't be doing that, so thank you.
Go out there and get yourself a dog now.
No. I have a virtual fish. Does that count?
Good. Yeah, a Tamagotchi.
No. I used to test casual computer games for a company called Last Day of Work, and they have a game called Fish Tycoon. So I have fish in there.
Tycoon, that sounds excellent.
Yes, you know, I have to keep them alive and, you know, earn money to upgrade the water and the feed. Yeah, so see, I have a virtual pet, but yeah, no real life pets.
I'll give you a pass on that.
I was just
going to say, I think Lindsay had enough for all of us anyway. She's got like 40 cats and 7 dogs.
Mercy. Oh my goodness. I'm tired just thinking about that.
What sort of things do you like to do outside of work time?
I'm such a nerd. I'm not sure how honest I should be right here, but what I think is really fun is like breaking a WordPress site and then fixing it. I'm kind of a nerd ball. So I love playing with WordPress sites and building sites for all my friends for their businesses. What else do I do? I love to read. I am convinced that there's a series of books in me where a former concert pianist is solving crimes that all have musical names. And when I'm not reading or playing with websites, what am I doing? Oh, I'm coaching. So I'm also a certified life coach. So I also find that fun in my spare time, helping people break down barriers in their life into little bite-sized chunks.
Good stuff. The favorite question of the episodes for me, the tell us a joke question.
Oh, mercy. You want me to tell you a joke? Wow. Oh man, really? Okay, is that the last question? Because we have to come back to that. I cannot think of a joke.
We've got one more wee thing to cover, and if you think of this before the end, then...
All right. Oh man, it's your favorite question, and I'm letting you down on that one. But I can think of funny things from TV shows, but I can't think of a joke. Huh.
Well, is there anything at all you want to share or promote with us, your podcast and where we might find it or anything else like that?
Okay, so my sassy comment is, my podcast can be found wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good, that's solid.
I tell people to say that all day long in the chat box. I'm like, well, do I have to tell them exactly which platforms? No, tell them that your podcast can be found wherever they are already listening. Do I have anything that I want to promote. No, not particularly. It's just, first of all, I'm just delighted that you're doing this because I think it's fun to get like snapshots into the people you work with. So I appreciate that. And I also appreciate everybody's willingness to just go across time zones, right? Because I'm so American centric, right? As you discovered by my dismal performance in the pub quiz that we had, I know pretty much nothing outside of the United States. So that is a thing that I'll share, that I really appreciate how time zone diverse everyone tries to be and accommodate each other in different places in the world. I have worked remote for, I don't know, 12 years, and everybody doesn't do it as well as we do.
Yeah, it's good to hear. And yeah, I suppose, yeah, when you look at the, I mean, I'm staring at the map of the world now on Squadcast. We do have folks pretty much from the right of the screen to the left of the screen. Mm-hmm. I never realized how much, this is very off topic, but at the top of America looks a little bit like a squirrel eating a nut. you see it?
No, I see something that looks like a dog trying to bite the neck of a seal.
Could be that too, I suppose, yeah.
Up at the very top, see like on the right in that middle section, if you look at that little thing that's like jutting out to the left, doesn't that look like it could be like a dog or a wolf mouth?
It does actually.
And then on the left, that looks like some sort of seal or something that's neck is exposed.
I'm also seeing a rabbit kind of cuddling a tree branch and the tree's got like frost on it.
I see that, like right at the tip of Canada. I see that.
We could make a podcast about that.
I see that as well. That's kind of fascinating.
So you don't have a joke for us, Allegra. I'll let you off with that.
Thank you.
It's not like the caliber's been fantastic so far. Anyway, with the jokes,
so you're telling me that the bar is set really low, but I couldn't even think of a low
bar.
Yeah, I just couldn't think of one. Now I'm feeling like I'm not funny or I'm not entertaining because I can't think of a single joke. I'll have to work on that.
When we launch our What Does the Things on the Map podcast look like, you'll be able to put that right.
Yes, I will step up my game for that.
All right, Allegra, I really appreciate you chatting with us and enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Take good care.
Try Allitu, the number one platform for the best editing and recording experience.